government is opposing. Justin Obatare is a 16-year-old student of Amaksem Secondary School in Ikotong, and he's going to be supporting that government should end subsidy. And then Clement, who is also a 16-year-old student, SS3 student at Awori Jeremy Senior Grammar School, will be opposing. All right, gentlemen, your time starts now. Justin?
Good evening, honorable judges, accurate MKPA, Michael debaters. My name is Justin Obatare and I am 16 years old. I'm here to support the motion which says government should end fuel subsidy. Now, we all think that subsidy is will save us in things like costs or whatever it may be. But do we also think of what it might also result to? Yeah, subsidy is simply understood as a grant paid by the government for the purpose of reducing prices. But do we know the amount paid by the government to those enterprises? Of course, it's an huge amount of money which can do something better for us. Just between 2006 and 2013, the government has spent about 10 trillion naira on subsidy payments. Do you know what else that money would have done for us? Of course, something better. Now, talking about developments, the end of fuel subsidy in Nigeria will give government access to more funds for development of other sectors, such as the educational sector, the health sector, transportation, and also employment, which is one of Nigeria's major problems. Secondly, the end of fuel subsidy will stabilize the labor market, enabling employment creation through the new investments in the private refineries and also oil refining companies. And in the sense that the money which could have been used in the payment of subsidies will be used to support investments which will create employments in the labor markets, in the labor markets. Thirdly, the end of fuel subsidy will ensure competition in the market forces and also in the industry, and this will automatically drive down the prices of fuel in the long run, as witnessed today. Telecom sector. Fourthly, the new pump price should hopefully resolve the fuel scarcity crisis and marketers will now be able to import goods to their fullest capacity without the restrictions of the government on import approval. Also, the end of fuel subsidy will help reduce smuggling, hoarding, and diversion of petroleum products, and also to help ensure the product's price and also the free market stability with the participation of the private sector. Now, talking about the effects of the fuel subsidies in Nigeria, fuel subsidy in Nigeria will make the price of fuel to go down, and definitely the demand will go up. And if the demand goes up, this will cause shortages in fuel in the companies, as they might not be able to keep up to the increase in the demand. Subsidies have made Nigeria run huge budget deficits in the past years, which could have been avoided had this been the money used for budgeted for fuel subsidies was allocated to other critical projects. Subsidies should be used to support investments, which brings out the productive capacity of an economy, and not just be wasted on non-durable consumption items like petrol. The end of fuel subsidies is also good in the sense that to help protect the environment and also Nigerian roads, in the sense that if motorists buy the prices of fuel at the economic original price, they will drive less and emit less pollution, and this will reduce the rate of accidents on Nigerian roads. In conclusion, I would say that the end of fuel subsidy will also help the government to do more research on better power generation alternatives rather than fuel, and I believe this will boost the economy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm all in time. All in time. Justin Obatare there, 16 years old, Amaksem Secondary School, Ikotong, SS3. All right, Clement Brimo, your time starts now.
Fuel subsidy was firstly introduced in Nigeria in the 1970s with an aim of making fuel affordable by the masses. And Mohammed bin Salman said, "The people who deserve and need subsidies are those who are on average income or less." End of quote. Or less is the case of many Nigerians. Good day, moderator, honorable panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my lovely audience. I am Brimo Clement, a vibrant student of Awori Jeremy Senior Grammar School, Education District 5, and I oppose the motion violently which states government should end fuel subsidy. Firstly, hardship. The poverty rate in Nigeria would increase rapidly. And if fuel subsidy is ended, this would affect the businesses of the masses. And this would lead to the reduction in the amount the masses make through their businesses. And this would also cause... Secondly, an end to fuel subsidy would bring about breakdown in the economy of public and private owned businesses that depend on fuel as a source of energy during production. Also, an end to fuel subsidy would increase the price of fuel, and this would also affect the increase in the price of commodities. And when the price of commodities increase, this will lead to lower demands, chasing away of foreign investors and shutting down of businesses. It is a waste of time. Several former presidents of Nigeria, including the current president of Nigeria, have tried but failed to remove fuel subsidy. This is because corrupt leaders in power won't support the removal of their source of making extra illegal income. However, protests, riots, and public backlash would occur, as in the protests on 2nd of January 2012 under the administration of former President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan. Also, an end to fuel subsidy would bring about instability in the Nigerian transport system, as the increase in the price of fuel caused by the subsidy removal would trigger commercial vehicles to increase the price of fuel, increase the price of transport fare, making life harder for a man who is a low-income earner. Let's face the facts. There's no form of energy as used as fuel in Nigeria. An end to fuel subsidy would make fuel very expensive. According to BBC.com, in 2021, 60 million Nigerians use fuel to run their daily activities and businesses. An end to fuel subsidy will make fuel very expensive, and this will lead to the destruction in the businesses of these masses. Also, fuel subsidy encourages interstate exportation and provides income for the masses. Also, fuel subsidy, since poverty rates will increase rapidly, crime rate will also increase, because when a man does not have the funds to take care of himself, especially those that depend on fuel to run their businesses, they will think of other ways and sources of making money, and they fall victims of committing crimes. In conclusion, subsidies are not easily terminated. Subsidies were removed on kerosene, but kerosene users turned to firewood and charcoal. Subsidies were also removed on diesel, but the main users of diesel are the companies who can actually afford it without the subsidy. But first, subsidy removal may not be possible because the masses depend on it, and the masses are poor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Clement Brimo. Clement Brimo is a brilliant student of the Awaria Jeremy Senior Grammar School. Thank you very much to both of you. Well done. Because let me remind you that these children are getting souvenirs from Printivo. If you want to print anything, print it with Printivo. They do such amazing work. If you check out our social media, you'll see pictures of some of the gifts that they're getting courtesy Printivo. Of course, Paystack is our headline sponsor, and we'd like to thank them for making sure that this debate could happen in March 2022. We've got ice cream coming to these children from Just Foods. They're Just Delight ice cream, Comel ice cream, delicious stuff. I can't wait for both of you to leave the studio after your debate and cool off with several scoops of ice cream. But let's move on to the rebuttal round. That was a great first round. It's time for the rebuttal now. And now we're going to start with the motion opposer, Clement Brimo. Your time starts now.
With all protocols being duly observed, I am Brimo Clement, a vibrant student of Awaria Jeremy Senior Grammar School, and I am here to refute the false points which I do not agree with made by my opponent. Firstly, he said that an end to fuel subsidy would provide funds for the economy. Let me now tell you that fuel subsidy, the funds spent on fuel subsidy based on Nigeria's budget, is just $9.8 billion out of $445 billion in the Nigeria's budget and the Nigeria's GDP. An end to fuel subsidy would not provide the funds, because other sectors depend on other funds to be gotten from the Nigerian budget. Also, he said that an end to fuel subsidy would reduce the price of fuel. No, it would increase the price of fuel. Let me tell you that fuel subsidy is actually meant to reduce the price at which fuel is sold in the local market. An end to fuel subsidy would increase the price of fuel, making life harder for a man who is a low-income earner. You also said fuel scarcity. An end to fuel subsidy would not lead to fuel scarcity, as there'll be low consumption rates, and this would lead to the availability of fuel. And the availability of fuel. Now, let me tell you that if the Nigerian government should make fuel affordable, but instead it should make fuel available, even if it is not affordable, many Nigerians feel that no matter the price of fuel, as long as it is available, they'll be able to purchase it. You also said there'll be less smuggling of this fuel. Actually, an increase in the price of fuel would reduce smuggling. I also agree. But that won't stop smugglers from smuggling fuel, because an increase in the price of fuel in Nigeria might not be the same at other countries. Because, and also, if fuel subsidy will stop smuggling, it may not be possible, because they would like to smuggle fuel, since fuel might be cheaper in Nigeria and be costlier in other countries. And so they will smuggle it to other countries. And thank you
very much, Brimo. Clement, thank you very much. Well done, good job. Justin, your time starts now.
Without protocols extended, I, Justin Abatari, also stand to oppose to address the points made by my opponent. He said the end of fuel subsidy will. He talked about the cost of living, but I stand to tell you that if government stopped the fuel subsidy payments, it will help them to the money will encroach into other sectors of the economy and not just in the aspect of fuel, and to also help to reduce the cost of living in other sectors. You talk about transport, that's an increase in price of fuel. I stand to oppose that, because the money which could have been used in payment of fuel subsidy will be used to spur other investments in terms of infrastructure and also good roads. That's if government should end fuel subsidy, it's to create good roads and to reduce the rate of accidents. You talk about cost of production. Talk about demand being high. But I tell you that the money which could have been used for the fuel subsidy will be used to give to all those other cost of productions, for all those production companies, for them to reduce their cost. You also talked about scale of business. That's the increase in scale of business. I stand to tell you that that's not true, because the end of fuel subsidy will give government funds, like I said, to support other investments in all other parts of the economy, which is okay. Fuel scarcity. You said that in the end of fuel subsidy will stop fuel scarcity. To cause fuel scarcity. I didn't say that. I said that the end of fuel subsidy will resolve the fuel scarcity crisis in Nigeria. Reasons because marketers will not be used to import their products at a particular price and to their fullest capacity without the restrictions of the government on import approval. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Justin Obatare. Well done. Good job. Let's put our hands together for him, please. We have a poll up on Twitter asking you to vote for who you think won this round. Now, of course, your vote will not count, because we've got judges who are listening and who are grading and who are deciding who will win this round. I've got a message here on Twitter from Elder Shoddy, who is saying that are you hearing how a Lagos public secondary school student is sounding? Clement Brimo of Ajeremy Senior Grammar School. All right. Thank you, Elder Shoddy TM, for that message. Don't forget, Lagos today's tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Printivo. Printivo prints whatever you need Printivo to print for you. You want them to print a human being? They probably could do that for you. Probably. Maybe. You know. But away from that, if you want to get any souvenirs printed, you want to print something special for school, for work, for corporate organizations as gifts, reach out to printivo.ng. They'll hook you up very quickly. Now, if you are a business person and you are looking for a way to ensure that your business can get payments from anywhere in the world in any currency, Paystack is the way to do it. So let's say you have customers in Nigeria or Ghana or the US or Malaysia. They can pay you online even if they don't have Naira. They can pay you in dollars. They can pay you in cedis or pounds or euros, any currency that works for them. And they just pay it in that and you get paid. It's very simple. They've got over 60,000 businesses, startups, government agencies using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you're going to get free access to all the tools that they're using. If you're just starting, these tools will help you launch your business and start getting paid. If you are already operating, they will help you scale faster. So you're probably asking, okay, well, what are these tools? If you don't have a website, Paystack lets you create a website for free without any technical skills. That's the free. So they also have the free mobile app for managing sales and orders, even while you're on the move. So you're in Lagos traffic, but you want to manage a sale or an order, go
go ahead and download the Paystack mobile app. And if you want to send invoices, fiam, you can do it right from the app or the website, and your customer can pay you online. And that's just the beginning of what Paystack can do for you. So if you want to get started, I know you want to get started. It's very easy. Open your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. paystack.com/beg to differ. Beg to differ is BEGTODIFFER. Our judges are ready. Let's take a look at the scores. All right. Our judges are saying to me that there is a tie. Presentation round, Justin scored 27, Style 18. We've got during rebuttal 9, Style 12. Clement, presentation 33, Style 18. Rebuttal, Clement 3, Justin 12. Tying both of you at 66. Our judges say there's a tie. Gentlemen, we've got 3 minutes. This is the do or die hour. Moment, right? 3 minutes. That means that we are moving to the tiebreaker round. Now, I'm going to give you guys a chance to get ready. So we'll go on a small break, very small break. Lagos, when we come back, you're getting a little bit more actions. The debaters are switching sides so that they can prepare themselves. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 4:49. We've got 10 minutes and so 6 minutes for magic to happen on this show. Win or go home. Justin Obatare is 16 years old. He is a student at Amaksem Secondary School, Ikotun. He's in SS3. He's facing off with Clement Brimo. Clement Brimo is an SS3 student at Awaria Jeremy Senior Grammar School, 16 years old as well. Now we're back for the tiebreaker in this amazing round of 16 debate. The debaters have switched sides. If you're watching us live on Facebook, you're seeing that they've actually literally switched sides. Same topic, but now Justin Obatare will be opposing and Clement Brimo will be supporting that the government should end fuel subsidy. It's time to debate. Let's start with the motion supporter, Clement Brimo, and then we're going to move to Justin Obatare, the motion opposer.
Barry Gardner said, and I quote, "Subsidies should never be a permanent feature of any market. They should be only introduced to address market failure and withdrawn gradually as those distortions in the markets are addressed." End of quote. Good day, moderator, honorable panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my lovely audience. I am Brimo Clement, a vibrant student of Awaria Jeremy Senior Grammar School, Education District 5, and I support the motion which states government should end force subsidy. Firstly, corruption. Force subsidy has led to the direct diversion of funds and the use of false invoices, which inflate the amount of crude oil lifted up 1,000% or more. And the government pays knowing this to be false. The cabal shares the legal profits between the government and the NNPC officials. Secondly, in November 2021, Nigerian government spent $4.5 billion on false subsidy. This was disclosed by the World Bank. Based on NNPC's assessments, the country consumes 65.7 million liters of fuel daily. In addition to the increase in the price of crude oil globally, Nigeria may end up spending an incremental cost of $6 billion at the end of 2022. Also, reduce smuggling. According to the VanguardNG.com, between 2009 and 2019, Nigeria government lost $41.9 billion to crude oil thieves. An end to force subsidy would make bunkering and smuggling very expensive, and this would discourage these illegal activities. However, Nigeria's GDP would increase. According to TradingEconomics.com, Nigeria's GDP is $445 billion. An end to force subsidy would increase it by 2%, and this would improve our economy. Also, an end to first subsidy causes distortions in the budget planning in Nigeria. First subsidy causes budget distortion because when the price of fuel changes in the global market, more funds must be spent by the Nigerian government to retain the balance in the price of fuel, and this disorganizes our budget. However, tax reduction. Apart from the funds the government borrows to retain fuel subsidy, additional funds are gotten from taxes. This is why taxes are high in Nigeria. An end to fuel subsidy will reduce tax. Also, pollution and climate change would also reduce because of the low consumption rate caused by the increase in the price of fuel and because of the removal of fuel subsidy. The rate at which these harmful gases are emitted into the atmosphere would also reduce drastically. Moving on, fuel subsidy encourages inefficient consumption, and this leads to the inflation in the price of fuel. An end to fuel subsidy will stop this. Moving on, also, four subsidy removal would increase the price of fuel, and this would attract foreign and local investors to own refineries in the country because of the high consumption rate of fuel and the high profits that we get from it. In conclusion, if our subsidy is ended, the funds we will get from it will be sufficient to attend to all major lacking sectors in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job. Well done. All right, Justin, your time starts now.
Good day, my moderator, honorable judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debaters, and my distinguished listeners. My name is Justin Obatari, and I'm here to oppose the motion which says government should offer a subsidy. Now, subsidy is simply understood as a grant paid by the government to an enterprise for the purpose of reducing prices. Now, in the case of fuel, the price of fuel will go down, and this will benefit the citizens in a lot of ways. So government should just end this. Reason is because, first, if fuel subsidy is being ended, it will increase the cost of living based on the fact that with the present price of premium motor spirit, which is called PMS, the economy will face a sudden surge of inflation, which is a persistent rise in prices of goods and services. And as inflation sets in, much more Naira will purchase much less goods. And this will lead to the depreciation in Naira's value. Secondly, the end of fuel subsidy will increase transport costs. Transport cost has gone up as high as 300% since the increase in price of fuel. And this has caused ripple effects on all other sectors of the economy that revolve around transportation. It has also affected the masses who now purchase fuel. Spend more money in just transporting themselves within a short distance. Thirdly, the end of fuel subsidy will increase the cost of production. Based on the fact that factories and industries that depend on petroleum products for the purpose of transporting their goods will face difficulty and will definitely have to increase their cost of production just as so to meet up with market demands. Fourthly, the end of fuel subsidy. Fourthly, the cost of small scale businesses is another reason why I feel fuel subsidy shouldn't be ended. Reason is because these small scale businesses depend on subsidized fuel for rendering services as a result of electricity not being reliable and also being recently expensive. Also, the end of fuel subsidy will cause customers rip-off. Reasons because marketers will now place prices on their products as will, and this will make purchasers not be able to purchase as much fuel as they used to purchase before. Now, my 6 point seems to be very important, which is in the aspect of education. The end of fuel subsidy will increase poverty rates, and this will affect poor parents who won't be able to keep up to their payment of their child's award school fees, and it can lead to their dropouts. Lastly, the end of fuel subsidy in Nigeria will increase crime rate and corruption. This point of mine relates to my first point, where I talked about the increase in cost of living. Now, hoodlums in the area will take it for granted that things are hard and begin to commit all sorts of crimes like robbery, thefts, and ritual killings. And this is very harmful to society and the country at large. Lastly, In conclusion, I would say that the first subsidy should be encouraged in Nigeria so as to reduce the poverty rate. And I, Justin Obatari, believe it will boost the economy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Justin Obatari. Good job. Well done. Well done to both of you, and thank you for making our job difficult. Thank you for making the jobs of the panel of judges very difficult. But I'm very sure that they can determine a winner today. If they cannot decide who the winner is, we're probably going to have to go into sudden death, you know? And then we'll see how it goes. We'll keep going. It's like penalty shootouts. Until we have a final winner. But at the end of the day, I want both of you to know that whoever wins today, you both put up a really good fight. We've had our first tiebreaker, our first tied round, and on day one, you know, no less. So I want both of you to walk away from this with your head held high, regardless of who wins this round. If anyone wins, it's because there can only be one winner. Now, for the tiebreaker round, Justin scored 27 points in presentation and 18 points in style. During your rebuttal, you scored 9 points and 12 points. Then we have, during the tiebreaker round, 15 points presentation and 15 points style. Clement scored 33 points during the presentation, 18 points for style. During the rebuttal round, 3 points for the presentation of your rebuttals, 12 points style. And then the tiebreaker round, Clement scored 24 points in presentation and 15 in style.
So with a total of 105, Clement Brymo has emerged our winner of the second match of the very first round of 16. Congratulations, Clement.
Thank you so much.
Well done.